April 26, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beautiful Banting Park home. I am joined by my extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who is at the WAUK studios in Radio Park on Victory Drive. And together we're acting locally and thinking globally. And first order of business is wishing a very happy birthday to Melissa Zannon Brown, who is president of the Waukesha Boosters and also the great love of my life. And to celebrate this birthday is Mr. Blackshirt himself, John Stillman, a member of the class of 87, an inductee of the Waukesha South Sports Hall of Fame, and assistant football coach, and in his third season as the head coach of the Waukesha South varsity baseball team. John, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. The author Thomas Wolfe wrote, "You can't go home again," but it's obvious he never met retired middle school English teacher John Stillman, who loves South so much he works as a hall monitor in addition to his coaching duties. So how do you like that, by the way?
It's I'll tell you what, it's a nice change of pace from grading papers and planning lessons, and it's a great way to get a feel for the way South is now, which is
sure
has been, still is, just a great place to be.
That's terrific. And with regards to the season, we started off with a really good start, with a 3-1 start, including a 3-game winning streak. And that might be the first 3-game winning streak in like 4 or 5 years, right?
It's the first one since I've been around. After a game last week, one of the Freeman reporters, and we had lost the game. If we had won, we'd have been a 4-game winning streak.
And right,
that would have been the first 4-game winning streak since 2008 or 2009.
Wow. Okay.
So we're getting there.
So yeah. And, you know, and you've taken your lumps, which, you know, again, as you prepare for the Classic Eight, your final season in the Classic Eight, that it's to be expected. And you're, after a tough loss last night to the fake Spartans of Brookfield East, you're now 3-5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, you know, as I said, that's a respectable record as you prepare for the real heavy stuff with the Classic Eight. So how do you feel about the team so far?
I love our team. I really do. It's a team that I look forward to in the off season to finally get a hold of in March. It's a group of guys that were young.
Just
like our football team was young, sophomore heavy.
Mm-hmm.
We have 9 sophomores on varsity and 6 of them started last night.
Wow.
And so the old saying is that I like to use is we're going to earn what we learn while we earn. And
yeah,
you know, we're going to make some youthful mistakes, as it were.
Sure.
But we're only going to be better for it. We're going to come out on the other side with a lot better off.
That's terrific. And you, John, since you're a child of the 80s, like myself, went to high school in the 80s. And I know you're more of a Queensryche guy, but I'm sure you remember the Pet Shop Boys.
I do.
And, I only mention that because that's the name of the fan club I'm starting of in honor of last year's freshman sensation having a great sophomore year, Michael Petfalski. So we have to, if I can make this some games, we're going to hold up some Pet Shop Boys posters. Yeah. So, but he really is something. You know, my son Evan played his senior year with him and couldn't stop talking about all the talent he had for somebody so young. And yeah. I mean, he really has the baseball DNA.
He is lives, breathes, eats, sleeps baseball, and he gets every ounce out of his body that he is continuing to build. And you know, it's really special for, you know, I put him in a tough spot last year and he accepted it as a starting shortstop as a freshman in a Classic Eight school. And he understood his role, and he still has understood his role as a sophomore. He is definitely one of our leaders and will continue to be. I mean, sure. he's a baseball guy. He's not a guy who plays baseball. He's a baseball player.
Yeah. Yep. So he, Pat, as I like to call him, he suffered an ankle injury. Did I get that right? Towards the end of last season.
He was banged up everywhere. He had broke his finger, and he also had a foot issue.
Yeah,
that really limited probably the last 3 weeks of his season.
Right. Cause I think, I don't even remember him playing. I think because it was like that bad, but yeah. He's obviously fully recovered. Oh, yep. So that's great. And I guess if there's a time for that to happen, it's, you know, towards the end of one season. So you got the whole off season to do your rehab.
Yeah. And it did come at a, not that I want him or anybody to be hurt, but he was able to take a step back and observe. And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't thrust into the bulk of the Classic Eight schedule towards the end. And, you know, he was able to absorb what it is that he needs to do and going forward.
That sounds great. Well, I look forward to seeing more of him and some of the younger guys. And I'm hearing great things about David Jimenez, younger brother of Ben Jimenez, who did some tours of duty with you his last couple of years, in your first 2 years. And and he's pitching at the college level at Concordia, where he transferred to recently. And it was great to hear that David got his first career hit earlier in the season.
David, and he hasn't stopped. He's probably one of our most consistent hitters over the last 2 weeks, and there's just can't take him out of the lineup.
And he's a sophomore, right?
He's a sophomore too. Yeah. So, we have, you know, not to belittle or say anything about our seniors and juniors, who I think are great. Great guys to look up to in the way they handle themselves. But, you know, when that sophomore class is that heavy, 9 sophomores, 3 juniors, 3 seniors, the sophomores really have to step up. And, and like I said, you know,
you could call that a good pressure, you know, because of their age, you can't hold the bar too high, but at the same time, I think that allows them to play a little bit more looser, correct?
We've said, you know, my coaching staff and I have said since March that the only pressure that's going to be put on you is by you. We know that they're going to struggle, and we found guys and we talked to guys before game one saying, if you have a problem struggling, again, you're the only one that's going to have it. We know that's going to happen. If you go, you know, have one hit in a week, and it's okay.
Yes.
We're getting there. It's
there's other things you can do to overcompensate for that.
It's part of the process, man.
Yeah. So.
And some people don't embrace that process and not enjoy the struggle, but embrace it.
Yeah, not get caught up in the psychology of it.
Yeah,
keep loose. And I'm very superstitious. Like, even as a fan, like if the team's not doing well, I'll get up and I'll change seats. You know, and I know baseball is very much like that. That some of the tendencies, the guy like they wear the same pair of socks or you know whatever that is, but. What makes, to my opinion, baseball the great American pastime is that, or softball for that matter, for the girls, is that you could be playing a team that player for player just totally outmatches you, but you can still compete with them and maybe even win because ultimately your only competition is yourself at the plate and out in the field, you know, and just controlling what you can. You know, you're going to give up great hits to great teams. Mm-hmm. You're going to get, you're dominated by great pitchers, but you know, you play your game, you figure out a way to get on base any way that counts, but also in the field is just taking care of the mental mistakes, or just taking care of the plays that you should take care of.
And that's
what makes it fun to watch.
That's exactly right. It's something that we stress, you know, take the outs they give you. And, you know, last night, unfortunately, we didn't do that very well. We have we chart what we call freebie wars, the free bases,
sure,
walks, errors, stolen bases, hit by pitches. And I before we started talking, I did the chart for last night, and it told the story. And when you limit the mistakes, they're going to happen, but if you can not make one error into 5 or 6 runs, then you have a chance.
Sure. Speaking of charts, do you still have fellow South alum Andy Krinko helping you with the stats?
Absolutely.
That's a great story as a recent cancer survivor. I'm sure it's going to be a great inspiration to the boys on the bench.
You know, Andy's so humble and never makes it about himself.
Yeah.
But he is front and center every time, every chance that he can be there for us, and especially for the kids. Mm-hmm. He just, even when he was going through his treatments, he wanted to be a part of it. And wow. Now that he's doing better, it's just, it's so great to see.
That's great.
You know, in fact, he's of the main, we have four varsity coaches of our five that are South grads. And
nice.
You know, I think when, you know, at the beginning when we were talking that South is a great place, well, it goes to show you that there's four South grads that want to make South what it should be.
Yeah. And help return the program to its past glory, like from when you were a player, right?
We were all right. We were pretty good, but sure. Yeah, that is the goal for sure.
Yeah. So now I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of the other sophomores, including one, I believe Cal Stillman is a sophomore and a relation of yours, your son, I believe.
Yep.
How's he playing?
He's doing really well. He, yeah, the first, when we were on our 3-game winning streak, I think he was probably a top, maybe, or a top two hitter. Average wise. Cooper Wiltz.
Yeah, I was going to mention him. Yeah, another coach's son.
Yeah.
Coach of varsity football, Coach Darnell Wiltz.
Darnell.
I'm a lefty, so I'm a Cooper fan.
Okay. He, he pitched his brains out the other night and should have deserved better. He had 10 strikeouts in 6 innings and gave up one hit.
Wow.
Fortunately, we...
That was last night you said? I'm sorry.
That was Monday night against West Dallas Hale.
Okay.
And we ended up losing in extra innings.
Yeah, that's tough. It was like 5-2 was the final score, mm-hmm. right? Did I get that right? Yeah. Sorry to hear.
So. Yeah, but other guys are like Bryce Crick, infielder, pitcher.
Nice.
Benny Cuspa has been a very pleasant surprise pitching-wise.
Nice. That's a great baseball name too.
Benny Cuspa. Yep.
Can't wait to get his trading card. So where does Cal play in the field?
Everywhere.
Okay. And David Jimenez, where do you have him? Like first base or?
First base, DH mostly. Nice. But yeah, okay. Cal has started at first. He started at second. He has started at third. He's kind of that versatile guy that can.
It's great to have that versatility in your lineup.
Yeah. You know, you're more marketable that way. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yep. That's terrific. And you have a first-time catcher, I believe, right? Dominic Benfield, the senior. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah. Dom, we have two catchers. Dom is our senior catcher who will catch, I would say, the most of our two. And he also does some pitching. He pitched very well last night. But he has been – he has stepped up and done some really good things, thrown some runners out.
Nice.
Ethan Ben Dixon's also one of our catchers.
He's on your bar. Yeah. Okay. Great. That was great to hear. Yeah. I was sad to hear that his older brother Evan wasn't playing. He's devoted his life to punk rock and
he's a rock
former as a longtime headbanger yourself. I'm sure you can appreciate that. But I've heard like great things about Ethan that like.
Yep.
He's yeah. So that's great. And he's
gotten bigger and stronger. And he's
what year is he again?
He's a sophomore.
Wow. Another one. Wow. That's terrific. So do you know what sophomore means in Latin? I'm the son of a Latin student. I had to take 3 years, but you can tell your kids this.
Okay. I do not know.
It means wise fool.
Wise so fool.
So the, well, like that Red Sox team of 2004 to say, you're a bunch of idiots, a bunch of wise fools, and go out there and keep doing your thing.
I always heard that the best thing about freshmen is that they soon become sophomores. So
yeah.
Kind of the same idea, right?
Sure, sure. Well, I remember what you once said about lefties too, that they look good striking out. It's like,
man,
I looked good a lot in my younger days.
Sweet swinging lefties, man.
Yeah. So, well, that's great. So what is, how are the other, the JV and the freshman team shaping up? Do you feel good? I mean, obviously you're sophomore heavy in varsity. So it does raise a good question about how the JV and freshman clubs are doing.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately this year, we only were able to field two teams comfortably.
Okay.
So we decided to have a varsity and then also a JV two.
Okay.
So we do not have a JV one, which is
sure.
The sophomore team. So, our JV two, we have, 14 guys and I think 9 or 10 of them are freshmen and the rest are sophomores that are developing.
Okay.
I'll tell you, there's some guys that this is their first time playing baseball, like literally.
Wow. And
the strides that they have taken, not only in practice, but competitively, last night they played Brookfield East and we were following them on Game Changer, because we were playing elsewhere and they were in Brookfield. But it was 2-0 in the fourth, 2-2. It was competitive.
Yeah.
We ended up losing, but it's
you stayed.
There's
with
something
them.
There. There really yeah. is, and it's encouraging.
That's good. I yeah. love to hear that. No. You'll also appreciate, you know, we're, as you may remember, we were a Blazer family for many years. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see them. Their home games are back at Banting Park, where they started more than 40 years ago. And we watched a game last night, and they won. I was out walking the dog, and with a runner on third and two outs, they struck out the last batter to win the game. And I was like, that's the way to do it, boys. I'm guessing it was like U11 or 12 somewhere, sure. maybe a little, yeah, probably right in that range there. But
I remember playing the Blazers at Banting too, so
sure.
That was 40 plus years
ago. Did you play with Joe Albanese during that time, or was he?
He's way older than me, man.
Was he? Okay.
I'm younger than that. Come
okay,
on.
I wasn't sure when Joe graduated, but we always talked because Joe grew up like right down the street on Empire Drive from where we live. So are you paying attention then to what's going on with some of the youth clubs we have here and helping
Absolutely.
With your scouting efforts?
Absolutely. We invited, during our open gyms, we invited some 7th and 8th grade groups to join nice. In, especially if they were South guys eventually. Okay. We want them to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you also invite like the dad coaches at different things like that?
Oh yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah. Talk about great communication. So
sure.
Well, it's good to see that, that baseball, you know, the tradition continues, and it looks like with the move to I hope I get this right. The Woodland.
Yes.
Next year? Yeah. Yep.
Woodland for all sports, except football is still the Parkland.
Right. Right. So, but, again, you got to feel pretty good, especially again with the sophomore heavy team doing battle in the Classic Gate, that it's going to do a lot for their confidence heading into a new conference next year.
I agree. The Woodland, I'll tell you what, that is a tough baseball league. Waukesha yeah. North, the New Berlins, the Tosas, Wisconsin Lutheran, Pewaukee. We have our work cut out for us, but yeah, like you said, we're getting better as we go, and next year and beyond we're looking forward to that for sure.
Sounds great. So what haven't we covered with the 2.5 minutes we have left that you'd want listeners to know about Waukesha South baseball and why they should be supporting it and why they should encourage their boys who play baseball to think about playing baseball for John Stillman someday?
Well, I believe that we do things the right way. I've always said that success isn't always measured by wins and losses. Obviously, mm-hmm. we keep score, and yes, I'm probably the most competitive person I've ever met. And, but when it comes to years like this, like we said, the development of our program isn't a 1-year thing. It's a process. And, Coach Wiltz always says, you know, things always get better when you graduate, the facilities get nicer.
Yeah.
The equipment gets better. Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, our seniors like Aiden Urban and Benfield and Jonas Hiebler, they're part of the process, but hopefully when they come back and visit us, they see, hey, we were part of this. Like yeah. Alex and Braden Montez and Dom Spanbauer, our juniors, they should be proud of what we're doing. And the groups that are coming up behind our sophomores, hopefully they can look at the sophomores and say, they stuck with it.
And you have some alumni playing college in the college ranks. We mentioned Ben, and then there's Eric Teagues at Blake College. And then you'll be, after this, you'll be heading over to Frame Park to watch your alma mater do battle with Carroll. Is that right?
Yep. North Central College. The head coach was our pitching coach when I was there. So we're nice. Big friends, and I'm going to go there early, probably before the game and have a chat, and then maybe not
Sounds
stay for
terrific.
The whole game. So yeah.
Great. John Stillman, Waukesha South, black shirt, Hall of Famer and head coach of the varsity baseball team. Thanks so much for your gift of time this morning. Have fun and stay warm as you watch your Cardinals, right? North Central.
Absolutely. Yep.
The Cardinals battle against the Pioneers in just a short while. So again, thanks and best of luck with the rest of the season.
Thanks, Don. Hope to see you out of Frame for a game.
You got it. We'll do. And thanks everybody for listening, and stick around for podcast 2.